This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm convinced that you either bring light into people's darkness or you bring more darkness into their darkness. Listen to that again. That's not just a play on words. You either bring light into a person's darkness with your conversation or you just heap on more darkness. You feel dark now? I'm going to give you more darkness. Do you bring light into people's life? John Sutherland Bunnell was a minister in New York City for years, but he grew up in Prince Edward Island, Canada. How many of you know where that is? That's where Anne of Green Gables, that story, I think, originated there. His father was the administrator of a mental hospital in Prince Edward Island, Canada. John Sutherland Bunnell says that as a 10, 11, 12-year-old boy, there were times when his dad was so busy as the administrator of the hospital, he would stay at the hospital all weekend, and the hospital provided him an apartment to stay there. But he would call and say, John, if you want to come over Friday after school or Friday evening, you can stay with me at the apartment. So John said, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weekends a month, he would stay with his dad at the apartment when his dad had to do that. And he said he would walk behind his house into a woods that connected to the hospital property, maybe a mile or two away. And he said, I could even make the journey at night because there was this big street lamp at the gate to the mental hospital. And as long as I, even in the woods at night, I would just keep my eye on that light, that street lamp, I could make my way through the woods and come to the entrance. Well, you know what happened. One Friday night, John Bunnell is making his way through the woods. It's dark. It's totally dark. And the light goes out. It burns out. And John Bunnell said it was so dark that he couldn't see the path. He had to get on his hands and knees and crawling on the path to try to find where the entrance is to the hospital in a woods. You're 10, 11, 12 years old. He's heard animals making sounds around him. He had an awareness that animals were aware of him and they saw him even though he couldn't see them. And it was pretty frightening for a 10 or 11 year old. Then he started hearing footsteps in the darkness, crunching of leaves. Somebody was walking toward him. And John Bunnell said he heard his father say, John, is that you? John, is that you? And John Sutherland Bunnell said one of the most beautiful, profound thoughts I've ever heard in my life. He said, as soon as I heard my father's voice, the darkness was no longer dark. As soon as I heard my father's voice, the darkness was no longer dark. You know what happened? John Bunnell's father spoke light into the darkness just by saying, John, is that you? I want to suggest to you that when you meet around the Lord's table on Sunday and you take communion, the Lord speaks light into your darkness. And when you stand up and you sing a hymn of praise, God is speaking light into your darkness. When you hear a message from the book of Psalms like today, God is bringing light into your darkness, whatever the darkness is. Some of you are in through a medical darkness situation. You don't know what's going to happen 6 months from now or a year from now. That's darkness. But God can speak light into darkness. Some of you may have the darkness of uncertainty with a financial situation. God can speak light into darkness. You may have uncertainty about a relationship in your life, and God can speak light into darkness. Why? Because He's God. He's God. And I want to do this not as something melodramatic. I just want to do it as an affirmation. I don't usually do this, so if you're visiting, I don't do this every week. But I'm going to say those words, and I want you, like at a wedding, to repeat the words, those 7 words that I want you to internalize out of this text. Would you repeat after me as I say it? My God turns my darkness into light. Say it one more time. My God turns my darkness into light.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.